Now is crunch time for setting up all of the city's new and expanded pre-K classrooms so there are enough little tables and chairs for the new four-year-old students arriving in September. WNYC's Robin Shulman says this means preschool directors have been placing large orders and business is booming in the tiny furniture industry.
If you're a director of a pre-K program opening new classrooms this fall, chances are companies that sell tiny furniture have been blitzing you with flyers, phone calls, emails, knocking on your door. Mariah Capio runs one of the city's larger pre-K programs at the Children's Aid Society. She just opened her door to two salesmen.
I'm glad you called because we have 12 classrooms that we're opening for September. So that's lots of tables and chairs.
I'd like to have the business. I'd like to have some opportunity about this business. We have the contract.
Luther Enswig runs United Supply. He and his people are hitting every expanding pre-K center on their list. Here, he's making his pitch.
The shipping is free for sure.
Great.
And plus more than 10% off. You get much, much deeper discount.
Capio needs the goods fast.
If we order today, when could we see a classroom full of furniture?
Usually it takes about 2 to 3 weeks. If you need it earlier, we could push it up.
The city's education department is arranging contracts with three furniture companies, including Enswig's, to fill pre-K classrooms before fall. David Ross, the purchasing director at the department, said it's urgent.
We were having discussions with these vendors months ago, warning them that this was a signature initiative of this new mayor and that we were going to be relying on them to equip these classrooms.
And the companies are working on it. A blade cuts through plywood in a Lancaster, Pennsylvania factory of a company called School Specialty. The machine is shaping the tops of little coat lockers. This is what the New York pre-K expansion looks like from here. About 80 workers doing overtime, cutting, assembling, and finishing smooth pine cubbies. The fear is that if they don't work fast enough, thousands of four-year-olds could walk into empty classrooms in September.
These parts will be turned into the cubby units by the end of the week. It takes a week for parts to go through the plant to make the cabinet.
Bill Brugman, the factory manager, said he only had about a month to fill orders for 174 pre-K classrooms. A lot of pressure because the city's education department is a critical customer, and this is part of a $500,000 purchase.
One big order. Yeah, one monster order.
He hired temps and starts overtime at 5 a.m. He put other orders from across the country on hold. He's done everything in his power to quickly produce enough furniture to make a prefab classroom. There are different philosophies about how to set up a classroom for four-year-olds, tied to what you think they should be doing in school. The New York City order does not include individual desks. Educators say kids this age learn through play. Instead, they get tables and chairs for arts and crafts, blocks for building, and storage shelves for toys.
Sometimes it's hard with the volume that we do put out here to imagine all the kids and where does all the cabinets go year in after year after year. Someday, you sit there and go, doesn't everybody have a coat locker yet?
Workers move the furniture here to the warehouse after it's made. The piles of boxes are so tall they block the view from one end of the room to the other. The place smells like freshly cut wood.
It's 85,000 square feet of distribution space. We have 12 dock doors.
In the middle of Brugman's tour, he checks his phone.
We just received an order for 40 more UPK classrooms.
The new orders just appeared in an email.
Yeah, I just got on my phone right now.
He's got to get back to work. A little later, a worker zooms in to load 6,000 pounds of pre-K furniture into an 18-wheeler. The truck heads toward New York, full of tiny furniture for four-year-olds who will walk into their new classrooms in just 1 month. For WNYC, I'm Robin Shulman.